take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour on this Friday, November 8th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We have our history lesson every Friday from 10 to 11 with Pastor Chatfield. When technology works, we are in the process of trying to connect him and add him into the show. He has a lesson plan pulled up, prepared for us. Pivotal elections in American history. Well, I believe that this past Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning, this was a pivotal election in our American history. In the third hour from 11:07 to 11:12, I'm going to play the 3-minute video of Donald Trump, which was posted on social media last night. Charlie Kirk and others, Steve Bannon's War Room, a lot of people shared it. Donald Trump's vision, Donald Trump's plan, Donald Trump's specific steps he's going to take immediately once he gets sworn in on January 20th, 2025. He is going to absolutely start draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. It's going to be game over. Absolutely going to be game over. So what you need to understand is that it's already starting. This guy's not wasting any time. For this video to come out yesterday, November 7th, just 48 hours after winning the election. Well, not even, because technically he won it, the race was called at 2:20 a.m. on Wednesday, November 6th. So basically, within a day and a half, he put together this plan. It's absolutely amazing what he says in this video. Now, I shared it on my Twitter X account. If you guys are on Twitter, on X, you can find it. Just go to Trucker Randy. Very simple. That's my paid Twitter X account. You have to understand something. For him to come out with this video this way, explaining to the American people step by step by step as to what he's going to do, this is amazing. Just absolutely amazing. You know what? I'm having some technical difficulties getting Pastor Chatfield on. I'm going to disconnect from the studio here during the break. There he is. I've got a picture. I don't need the audio. Turn the camera off, Pastor Chatfield. Turn the audio on only. And he left. Okay. Well, we'll keep trying. We'll do it during the break. We'll connect during the break. Connect during the break. Technology. You love it when it works and absolutely hate it when it doesn't. Let's see. At the break. Here we go. I'll send that to him. I'm going to tee up the video, and I'm going to ask Pastor Chatfield during the break here when I talk with him, get him connected into the studio, if he would mind if I played this video. I might, you know what, I'm going to play it at the end of the history lesson. That's what we'll do. We'll have Pastor Chatfield teed up, ready to go. Pivotal elections in American history. We'll get him connected. We'll get it fixed. He'll just have to talk fast. 45 minutes to do a 50-minute segment. A break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
And don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
I met a happy woman.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of this history lesson discussion. I apologize. Technology didn't work, but we have him on the air now with us. Pat Chatfield, you put together pivotal elections in American history.
Right. This last one, 2024, very pivotal. And just let me give you something to illustrate. This happened about 15 minutes ago. 10, 15 minutes ago, I'm at a gas station, and as I do, if somebody else is pumping their gas, I'll walk over and I'll say, "Sir, can I give you something that tells you God loves you?" And there's two guys pumping, one on my left, one on my right. He says, the guy just says, "Okay, okay, okay," and I gave it to another guy. The first guy, as I started to walk away, he says, "Excuse me, let me ask you a question. Who did you vote for?" I looked at him, I said, "I voted for Trump." He takes the gospel tract, and he says, "I am not going to read this. I'm not taking this. Blah, blah, blah. He's a convicted felon. He's a rapist. He's this, that, and the other, so on and so forth. Anybody that could vote for him, I don't know who you serve or your God. It isn't my God. Nobody can vote for Trump."
"Excuse me, sir. Do you really have a God?"
"Yeah. I just
See, when they're going to be combative like that, you want a party, dude? Let's throw down. Okay, yeah, do you really have a God? Really? Yeah. Is that what you're telling me, or are you lying?"
"Yeah. Well, what I said was, hey, this has nothing to do with politics here." And he says, "Oh, yes, it does."
"Whoa, it does, does it?
It does. Well, let me tell you, talk about division in the country."
"Oh, yeah.
I give gospel tracts out. Hundreds, thousands a year, every year. Okay,
yep.
That's what I do. So that's what I do. We're trying to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I do not wear a Trump hat when I'm doing it. Now, those of you that listen to the church service, hey, I've been pretty openly political last 2 or 3 weeks. Very.
Very.
As you know. Very.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm going to call it the way I see it. But when I'm out spreading the gospel, I'm just trying to give people the gospel that Christ died for our sins according to scriptures, that he was buried and he rose again the third day according to scriptures, and that he'll save your soul from sin, death, and hell if you'll put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the simple gospel.
Amen.
But now they understand, the country is starting to understand, that if you believe that, you probably voted for Trump. And if you don't believe in God, or your God is one that takes pleasure in ministers marrying a man and a man, or a woman and a woman, that's the God that you serve, you probably didn't vote for Trump. That's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Jeffield, I said for months before Tuesday, I said this is an election that is not about Republican versus Democrat. This is an election about good versus evil. I'm sorry, but this was a God thing, and I think America responded to it. I think our prayers were answered. I think people finally woke up. Woke, yes, W-O-K-E, woke up to the woke agenda.
And I hope you're right. I think you might be right. It is
good. The numbers proved it. He won the national popular vote. Do you know he just killed single-handedly the national popular vote interstate compact? That effort is going to die and go away because of what happened on Tuesday with him winning that popular vote.
Well, I'm diverging. Actually, Randy, the people that promote the national popular vote say this will help Republicans more than Democrats. That's what they say. And they will use this as proof positive, see? Would say Trump went if we had national, I don't believe, careful, I'm not endorsing it, I'm giving you their argument, okay? They would say, look, if we had national popular vote, then the Republicans would go to the cities and they would win votes in the cities. People don't once a city, New York City, Los Angeles, whatever, once they turn Democrat, Republicans don't even bother. So what's the point? But because I know my state, New York, California, is going to go for it's going to go for the Democrat, what's the point of even voting? So they would argue that national popular vote would help Republicans more than Democrats.
Yeah.
Now I don't. My problem with this is the national popular vote is it's not the system set up in our Constitution, and it runs contrary to federalism and the whole concept of states and so on and so forth. I'm opposed to it, always have been, based on that, not about one particular election in which this time the Republican won the popular vote, which is good. I'm glad. But that's their argument that they make. The other side, because I've heard it, and I sure. say it's. But it's. And by the way, one practical argument against it: if it was national popular vote, then all the illegals could go to California and they'd all be registered, and they would run the vote so high up in say California and or New York and
Texas.
States. Texas wouldn't, because they would require. They would require, you know, proof of citizenship. But
right.
The other states wouldn't.
Oh, and I see what you're saying. Those liberal states would not. So basically, you're looking at California and New York.
Yeah, or whatever. They could run the vote so high.
Yeah.
That they wouldn't just get their it would put out of proportion their voice in the presidency. So anyway, yeah, I'm with you. Obviously, we're not for that. But I'm just telling you this. A guy wouldn't. He wouldn't even receive a gospel. And then when his wife rolled the window down and used language that you can't use at Northern Michigan Christian Academy and told me I was a hypocrite and this, that, and the other, and I blah, blah, using words that I cannot. You'd get in trouble if spoken on the radio, but they spoke it to me.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, that's where
we're
at.
Did you interrupt them and say, I will pray for both of you and just walk away?
No, I just looked at it.
Pastor Tetfield, you have got to learn to do that.
Well,
that is the ultimate mic drop. Their head explodes. I don't need your prayer, blah, blah, blah. I walk away, but have a nice day. And I just wave from walking away from them. Have a nice day.
I did smile at him. I was trying not to.
Well, good for you. You smiled. But when are you going to say, I will pray for both of you and smile and walk away? You got to start doing that. I'm sorry, sir. When you're confronting evil like that, when you're actually confronting the devil, people who are possessed, people who are absolutely anti-Christian, you have to play by their rules.
Well, let me say this. A man of God must not strive, but be gentle unto all men. I'm a preacher. I'm not going to get in an
argument.
I am
being gentle when I say I'm going to pray for you.
Okay.
Am I not? And I'm sincere. You want me to pray right now in front of you? Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that you two come to Jesus and see the light and be born again in him being your Lord and Savior. Amen. Yeah. I mean, is that humble enough for you?
Very humble. You do, and you keep doing that. All I'm saying, the point of this whole discussion was what an illustration right before I go on the radio, how divided
yes.
the country is.
Wow. Because I heard the beeping. You're in your car doing the show remotely. I
yes.
greatly appreciate
yes.
that. Well,
yes.
guess what? When that happens, that has got, I'm going to push you. I'm going to pray for you to have the courage and the strength to start reacting that way with these people.
Hey, Randy, it's not a matter of courage or strength.
Then what is it? Why don't you do it?
Hey, I'm the one that's confronting people with the gospel and the fact that the Lord Jesus would forgive their sin. When somebody says, well, I'm going to pray for you, it's kind of sounds sanctimonious to me. That's why I don't do that. I mean,
No. When they respond the way they do, when they start attacking you verbally, when they start swearing at you, the blood of Jesus protects you. Just go ahead and say whatever you feel he's compelling you to do. That's what I do.
Okay, good. And that's fine for you to do that. I usually just say, have a nice day or something.
Yeah. Okay. You just don't like the confrontation of it. I get it.
No, that's not true.
You are excused. You're a pastor.
Hey,
but
I'm
you know
the
what?
Guy.
There comes a point. You know what Vicky said to me? Vicky said this to me. She said, the older I get, the more I don't care. If I offend people, if they're going to attack me, they're going to offend me. Well, then guess what? I have equal response to just say whatever I want to say. And I'm going to say whatever I want to say. And if people don't like it, too bad.
Okay, I am trying to throw water on this, not gasoline.
It's not gas. It is water.
Okay.
It is water.
Right.
Because when they're inflamed, when they got offended by you approaching them, and see the thing, they took the track. Did he actually take the track from you?
Yes, and then he asked me afterward, wait, who did you vote for? And I said, Trump.
There you go.
Then he threw it away.
that's when he got inflamed. Then you need to pour water, Christian water, on it. I mean, I'm not asking you to be a Catholic and to scoop up the holder of the water at the front when you get blessed, when you walk into a Catholic church. I'm not asking you to do that. I'm not asking you to take holy blessed water and carry it in a little vial and throw water at people. I'm not asking you to do that.
So Jesus said this, the day cometh when he that killeth you will think that he doeth God service. These people were not pretending. They thought that people like me, you,
sure,
that we were the scum of the world, that we just elected a dictator, a fascist.
Yeah, blah, 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 convicted felon, right, whatever.
See, they're convinced of that.
Well, and then the majority of people who voted fall into that category. 50.9% of the people that voted for Trump. So that's what they're saying is about the majority of the people that they live and worship with and go to church with. Oh no, that's right. They don't go to church. People that they shop at gas stations with and go to Meijer's with.
That's true.
That's what they think about everybody in America.
Yeah, that thought did cross my mind. I mean, that thought did cross my mind. I says you hate half the people in this country then.
Right,
because I don't hate anybody that voted.
I don't hate anybody.
Right,
I prayed for him. Right. Well, now let me ask you this question because you bring up a good point. These pivotal elections that you've researched that we are going to eventually get to your lesson plan on, was the country that divided like we were this past Tuesday?
No. No way. No.
This is a new thing, isn't it?
The only election, let me start with this election, 1860. It
Abraham
was
Lincoln.
Divided. Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln was not even on the ballot in seven states. The South had already threatened, if this black Republican is elected, we're going to secede from the Union. And before...
That's what they called Abraham Lincoln back then. A black Republican.
They called him the Republican Party. They called him the Black Republicans. Because Lincoln's going to promote racial intermarriage. Lincoln is, which Lincoln didn't. But they were saying all sorts of things. And they did. There was something called a civil war. And some states believed it was their constitutional right to leave the Union. They, and seven states did it immediately. Then when the war started, four more joined them. See, it was very divided. It was pivotal, too, because what happened in 1860, through a series of events, eventually abolished, we got the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment, which freed the slaves, and secured their right to citizenship, and secured their right to vote. Huge election, 1860. Now, it came about in a strange way, because Lincoln only won 40% of the vote, popular vote.
But weren't there three candidates?
Yeah, there were four major candidates. And so the Democratic Party had split, and that's what caused them to lose. Another pivotal election. No.
You hold that one.
Okay.
Because we're up against a break.
Okay.
But it's kind of interesting you just...